Well, the first area of discussion, Betsy, if we could, is a little background about you. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in a small town named Paunceford, Minnesota. It's close to Park Rapids.
I've heard of that. That's beautiful country down there. Yeah.
It is, yes. Lots of lakes.
Oh, lots of lakes. And in the fall, the leaves are changing color. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And so when you were growing up, did you have an early interest in art?
You know, I did. My mother is an artist. What little time she had to produce art with nine children and growing up on a dairy farm and all, there wasn't a whole lot. But I grew up with art around me, and my mom would refer to me as a paste potter because I would take little used Kerr lids from home canning and mix a flour paste with, because that's kind of what I had, and spend hours at the kitchen table pasting and drawing and gluing. Very little to work with, but I could spend hours and hours just entertaining myself with very little.
So imagination was a big thing in your life when you were younger.
It was very big, yeah.
All right, how about influences for you, Betsy, when you were younger when it comes to art?
I had a wonderful art teacher in high school, Jim Allen, in Park Rapids High School, and I spent about every spare minute I could in the ceramics department in Park Rapids. He treated me very much, like a fellow artist, and that really made an impression on me.
And your experience with Jim has led you to a similar profession for yourself.
Yes, I teach in Goodrich and Grigla.
Okay.
I travel between the two schools. I also teach German, so I'm kept quite busy switching schools and subjects.
Have you ever broken a German as you were teaching art?
Oh, yeah, it seems to overlap a little bit, whether I want it or not.
Well, that's funny. Well, how many years have you taught now, Betsy?
Oh, gosh, about 30, I think. I'm kind of losing track.
30 years. If you can describe your satisfaction in teaching art, when you see young boys and girls developing their artistic skills, what kind of a feeling does that give you?
It's just as good as when I get something really good myself. It's maybe even better because I feel like I'm passing it on. I see that aha moment. And the kids are so proud when they've worked hard. It's very gratifying.
And I imagine, too, in your role as a teacher, you think back to Jim back in Park Rapids and the influence you have on your children today.
Well, I hope so, a little bit.
Yeah. Okay, good. And as we talk about art, your work as an artist includes what? What do you produce in artwork, Betsy?
I produce porcelain pottery. Porcelain is a type of mid-grain pottery that's, you know, oven-proof, dishwasher, microwave safe.
Okay.
I really appreciate when people take my work home and use it in an everyday setting and don't put it up on a shelf and call it, you know, like too good to use. So
you like the practical aspect of it?
Very much so, yeah.
Okay. And can you describe, I know this is radio, can you describe what you produce as far as sizes and objects go?
Probably my most popular pieces would be serving bowls, mugs, of course. Probably my signature piece would be an antler bowl. I take a small deer antler and use that kind of as the handle, like a basket handle on the top. And then I carve like deer tracks on the side.
Yeah.
They're very popular because it seems like a lot of people can relate to that. And they're unique.
It's Northwest Minnesota, right?
That's right.
There you go. My guest again is Betsy Sardiff. She's a teacher in the Goodrich Grigla school system, an art teacher and German instructor as well, and an artist. We're talking about her experiences in art and her artwork that she produces now. As a matter of fact, you have artwork on display at the Riverwalk Artist Gallery. What's on display there?
I do. I have pottery there, and it's about that time of the year where I will put some mittens in there. I refurbish mittens from recycled wool sweaters.
Oh.
And so they will be also there, I suppose, in a month or so.
Okay. All right. And this work is for sale?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how has the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council helped you, Betsy, in your endeavors?
Oh, my gosh. I can't say enough good things about it. I wrote a grant proposal and received a wonderful grant from the McKnight Art Fellowship, and was able to purchase a pug mill and an electric wheel. So then I didn't have to use my 40-year-old kick wheel anymore and have my bursitis and all act
okay.
up. So I met the three goals I set for that grant. I feel like I'm more productive in my workspace, and I have increased production, and my sales have increased. Because of that, I was able to do my first custom dinnerware set, a set of 8 bowls, plates, and so on.
Well, great. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a big accomplishment for me.
Okay.
It also led me to be a member of the Riverwalk Art Gallery. I took a class, actually a series of workshops called The Work of Art, Business Skills for Artists, which was a huge launching point for me. They had useful topics like marketing for artists, business planning, pricing your work, even my personal favorite, time management for creative people.
Oh, really?
So,
okay.
Yeah, very, very useful information. So very, very good. It really just seemed to launch my career, all of those things combined. So.
Well, that's a great testimonial. So you have the support for your material, for your tools that you use in producing art, and then a place to display that art as well. You have that venue. So your display is up now at the Riverwalk Artist Gallery, and have you had feedback on your work? Does that give you satisfaction as well?
It does. I have a lot of people coming in and looking at it, complimenting it. Last weekend, I was there working on some smaller pieces, some little whistles, and a lot of people just want to watch and kind of see the process, and too, they give me ideas and feedback there, too.
All right. Again, Betsy's work is on display at the Riverwalk Artist Gallery in downtown East Grand Forks in the Riverwalk Mall. It's right downtown. And do you happen to have a website, Betsy?
I do. It's betspottery.wordpress. I think if you just type in Bets Pottery, it would come up. I'm pretty sure I'm the only one that goes by that.
Okay, would you spell that for us, please?
Yes, Betts Pottery.
Okay, Bets Pottery. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, Betsy, thank you so much for joining us. I know you're busy. You're at school right now, and have a wonderful day, and hopefully we'll talk again.
Very good, and thank you for calling.
Thank you. Betsy Sardiff, she's a teacher in the Goodridge-Grigla system, teaches art and German, and a real joy to talk to her today. The Northwest Minnesota Arts Council update every Tuesday just after 3 on Pioneer 90.1. Great job, Betsy. Thank you again.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, have a good day.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.